Shakata kaba mantele gaba hasun tele gahata baha o leko frabado shente kebahasa mandele geva supra gahata la baha. We thank you, Lord, for who you are. Blessed be your name, Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2. Hey, come on, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Let's begin from verse 9. But as it is written, I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man, things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Next verse. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Say, God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. To them, God has revealed them. God has revealed them unto us. Hallelujah. All right, so on Wednesday, I spoke to you about the prophetic tendencies of the Christian. So I told you that every Christian has a proclivity to the prophetic. Are we together in this place? It means that has something prophetic. All right? But then we have the gift of prophecy, which is upon some special some people, all right, which is a gift on some people in the church. Then we have the ministry of the prophets. Are we together? The ministry of the prophets simply is those who are doing prophetic ministry. I'm not talking about Olumbo Olumbo prophetic ministry. No, I'm talking about when somebody is a prophet, it's actually not so different from the one who has a gift of prophecy. All right? The difference is that the one who has the gift of prophecy is under the prophet, because the prophet has it as a ministry. Are we together in this place? For example, the Bible, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I think 20 something there about, either 27 or 26 or 24. Go to 27. Now you are the body of Christ and members in particular. Next verse. And God has set some in the church, first apostles. First apostles. So it means that in church government, the highest office is the apostle, is the apostolic. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the apostolic is the authority of the church. That is why, I won't say that. But then the apostles are responsible. Maybe next year I'll teach you about the fivefold ministries, right? The apostles are, the word apostles come from the Greek word apostolos. It means the sent one. All right? Are we together? It means the sent one, one who has a message from God. So every apostle is not just somebody ordaining you an apostle and you are wearing some green something or some purple something with a long, you know, they say the apostolic color is purple. I never knew that. And fortunately, our church color too is purple, you know. So, and then they give you a very long, how do you call it? Long stick that is taller than you with a very long chain. No, that's not what he's talking about. The apostle is one with the message, the sent one, one who has the message. He's a custodian of the gospel. Hallelujah. And he is responsible for the administration of the church. He's a steward. Are we together in this place? So that's the apostle, one who is sent with the message, with signs and wonders. The apostles flows through all the offices. Today he can be prophetic. Tomorrow he's a teacher. There he's an evangelist, pastoring and doing all kinds of things. Are we together in this place? Hallelujah. And by the grace of God, I'm apostle. And then you have the secondarily prophets. Hallelujah. Yeah, prophets. And the prophets here refers to those who have the ministry of the prophetic. They are called custodians of God's word. So a prophet who cannot teach the word of God, that is not a prophet. Are we together in this place? Good. Next year, when we talk about that, we'll look through the word and we'll see how the prophets, they taught the gospel of that time. Hallelujah. And so the prophet is the custodian of the mysteries of God. He's a custodian of the word of God. Right from the Old Testament, God will say, rise up, go to this nation and go tell them this. You remember what he told, what's his name again? That guy who ran to Tarshish. Jonah, all right? He says, go to Nineveh, go and tell them this. So the prophet is an administrator of God's words, God's counsel, God's purpose. Hallelujah. Are we together in this place? So that is the prophet. It's a ministry for him, or it's a ministry he has received of God. All right? Then you have the teachers. The teachers. These are people, teachers are not people who talk by points. So when you see someone saying that, all right, number one, 5 keys to success. Number one, hard work. Number two, determination. Number three, excess. Oh, that guy is a teacher. No. And a teacher is not somebody who, when he teaches, you understand. So the fact that somebody is talking and you understand does not mean the person is a teacher. Hallelujah. A teacher simply means one who is well positioned in the church to expound and explain the gospel. That's all. Hallelujah. So a teacher is not somebody who brings to you 7 keys from Bill Gates and comes to show you in church. A teacher is one who is able to didactically teach the gospel to you, or teach the word of God to you, teach the counsel to you. Are we together in this place? So if you see Christians who are under one who is a teacher, you will know. Hallelujah. Because they have a certain light. Then you have, he says, after that, miracles, then gifts of healings. Now, the miracles and gifts of healings actually refers to the evangelist. All right? The evangelist. Then you have helps, governments, then diversities of tongues. Now, go to the next verse. Let me show you something. 29. Are all apostles? What's the answer? Are all apostles? No. Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Next verse, verse 30. Have all the gift of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all speak with tongues? Come on, do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? You know, this is a scripture many people have used to say that it's not everybody that is supposed to speak in tongues. Brother Higgin will say, don't be a dummy. Oh, dummy. You see, here he is talking about ministries. All together? He's talking about ministries. He's not talking about gifts. He's talking about ministries. There are people who have the ministry of tongues. Are we together in this place? They have the ministry of tongues. Ministry of tongues means that they are able to, there is that which is called diverse kinds of tongues. All right? The diversified manifestation or dimensions of tongues. And then they have the, how do you call it? The ministry. It's not somebody who speaks mysterious tongues. Dumi hakuba, to say that guy has mystery. No, no, that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about people who they can speak in tongues in prayer for themselves. They can receive a message in tongues for the church. Are we together in this place? they can receive a message of tongues to someone. And for example, somebody, let's say somebody from Germany comes here, and if there is somebody like that who has that ministry, and there is a gift like that, and there is a ministry like that, are we together? So the person will speak Dutch in the hearing of that German. The person is speaking, but then this person speaking is actually speaking tongues. So there are people with that gift. There are people with that ministry. Are we together in this place? That is what was shown in the book of Acts. In the book of Acts, the Bible states in Acts chapter 2. Let's go to Acts chapter 2. Man, I'm talking about. So in Acts chapter 2, what happened was that the Bible says, when the Holy Ghost was fully come, Acts chapter 2 verse 1, he says that, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all together in one place with one accord. Hallelujah. Then there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Hallelujah. Then there appeared unto them cloven tongues as of fire, and it sat upon each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And then the Bible says they began to speak in tongues. Do you get it? Now go to verse 5. Go to verse 5. Quickly. Now they were dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Meaning that these were Jews who were born in other nations. So the language of these nations have become their native language. Are we together? So, for example, let me use my cousin, for instance. Or maybe, you know, your parents are Akan. And maybe because of work or something, they were transferred to Volta region. And then they gave birth. And then Ewe becomes your native language in which you were born. Are we together? Okay. So, when this was noise abroad, the multitude came together and were confused because that every man, do you get it? Every man heard them speak in their own. Many times this has been translated, this has been interpreted to mean that they were speaking a language they've not learned. But that cannot be possible. Because if you read the chapter 1, he tells you that if you continue, they tell you that there were 120 people in the room speaking in tongues. And you have some people from this place, others from that place, all jammed together. And each one of them was hearing them speak in their own language. So it means that the apostles were not speaking different languages. Do you understand? They were speaking one language, and that was tongues. And they were hearing their tongues in their own language. So the miracle of the interpretation of tongues is not on the speaker. It's not the speaker speaking a language he has not learned. It is rather the hearer hearing the tongues in his language. Are we together in this place? Good. So now we have people who have these gifts. They have the gift of other tongues. The gift of other tongues means when they speak, you can hear in other languages. Come on, are we together in this place? And that is very common with people who are in the evangelistic settings. Are we together? Yeah. Most often than not. Prophet, you don't need this gift for anything. Except when it is necessary. Hallelujah. So the person is praying in tongues or speaking in tongues. You know, there's a difference between speaking in tongues and praying in tongues. They are not the same. Hallelujah. They are not the same. Speaking in tongues, most often than not, is to someone. It's a message. Speaking in tongues is actually like you're speaking. And then praying in tongues, actually, most often than not, is to you. Are we together in this place? Come on. So you will notice that in 1 Corinthians, Paul takes time to differentiate the speaking and the praying. Hallelujah. And mostly, he uses the speaking. So Verse 4, verse 2. If anyone speaks in an unknown tongues to God, for no man understands him, howbeit in the spirit he speaks mysteries. Verse 4. He who speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself. Are we together? Then he comes to 14:14, I believe, where he says that if I pray in an unknown tongue. So he tells us there is a prayer in an unknown tongue and there is a speaking in an unknown tongue. Now go to verse 4. For if I pray in an unknown, go to verse 4. He that speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself, but he that prophesies edifies the church. Next verse. It's like still me is forcing to come. I would that you all speak with tongues, but rather you prophesy. For greater is he that prophesied than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interpret. So speaking in tongues mostly would need interpretation. Because it comes mostly in a message. This is not like a doctrine where you're going to say, there is a difference between speaking in tongues and praying. No, I'm trying to tell you that technically, the two are not the same. Hallelujah. So there are those with the gift. Go to chapter 12. Chapter 12. Let's begin from 7. Chapter 12. Same book. Chapter 12, verse 7. Quickly run there. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Next verse. For the one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Next verse. To another faith by the Spirit, to another gift of healing. Now, gifts of healing. Different gifts of healing. So even in healing, there's not one gift. The guy has a gift of healing. That's why you would find that some ministers who are very good at particular healing. Are we together in this place? There are some people, can you imagine I'm diverting again. There are some people, if you give them deaf and dumb, they are very excited. Do you understand? And there are some people, they like them on the stretchers. You understand what I'm talking about? And there are some people, they like them in the wheelchairs. And there are some people, they like it when the thing is hidden inside you. Like it's a fibroid, it's a tumor, it's a cancer. You know, that kind of thing. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Okay, so gifts of healing by the same Spirit. Oh, Jesus. To another, the working of miracles. So the word miracles actually means the ability to produce different workings of power. The miracles there actually is dunamis. So it means the workings, the operations of power. All right, that circumvent natural laws. Are we together? Now that's a possibility in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The ability to circumvent natural laws. I think your light has come. Are we together in this place? Now, next verse. That's not what I'm talking. Oh. Young man. Somebody continue for me. The works of power, the working of miracles. Can you imagine? When open your Bible and put it there, you can't trust anybody in this room. To another prophecy. So you see, this is what we call the gift of prophecy. So to another prophecy. I was talking about tongues. Let's go to the next one. Then it says, to another, diverse kinds of tongues. Different kinds of tongues. So it means that we don't have one tongues. This cannot be translated as different kind of languages. It was so barbaric. Different kinds of tongues. So different kinds of tongues. We don't have one tongues. Now it's not talking about lera, like the people who speak in tongues. Le. Say that is tongue. That is one tongues. So if you get another le baba, so le baba ba. So that's two tongues. Kuskelebo, kuskelebo, kuskelebo. 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 No. Hallelujah. Different kinds of tongues. Tongues. So Paul spoke about if anyone has a message in a tongue. Do you get it? So we have tongues of messages, tongues that carry message for the church. Are we together? So the person is ministering, and I caught that gift a lot seeing Papa Hagen and Pastor Chris. Hallelujah. You know, he's ministering, then you see he stops later and he says some things in tongues. They say, that's it, the Spirit of God. Then he tells you, they say, that's what I said in tongues. That is the gift of tongue, message tongues, tongues that carry message. Then you have prayer tongues, the tongues that edifies you, the tongues that is beneficial to you and you alone. Turn off the gen. All right? Irene, stop. Your pastor says stop. Who am I? You know? So the tongue that is directed to you that promotes your growth. All right? Jude 1:20 says, but ye beloved. But let's go to Jude 20. Are we together in this place? Okay, I haven't started teaching yet. So I'm just giving you background of understanding. Jude 20. Let's begin from 18. You understand why he brought this scripture? Verse 18. All right. You have 18. Read for me. 1, 2, go. Jude 1:18. Uh-huh. Who said to who? There will be what? Read aloud. Uh-huh. There will be scoffers following their own ungodly passions. Next verse. Uh-huh. Who walk after their own? And these be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. Next verse. But ye. So he's talking about the end time. He says the end time, many will become sensual. All right? Many will be following after their own passions and their own lust. That is a plague of the end time. Then he says, but you, this is what you are supposed to do in the end time. It means that tongues for personal edification is necessary for this end time. There has never been a time that is so much, that tongues is so much needed to navigate through life than these times. It means that in this end time, if you joke with praying in tongues, your life will be a joke. So he says, at this time, beloved, when this time comes, as others are following after the passions of their mind and the passions of their flesh, you, beloved, hallelujah, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith. And the word build here is not oikodomio. It's a different word. It means to build upon. All right, so something has been built. So the level that you are, build upon that level. Hallelujah. Building up on your most holy faith. So building up, it means that taking up shape from your conviction. Are we together? So how do you build yourself up? He didn't say building your faith. He didn't say building your faith. He said building yourself up on your faith. Or on your most holy faith. So let's say this is your most holy faith. All right. This is your conviction that you have today. Then it says, when you get the conviction, what do? Build up yourself on that conviction. That is telling you that the best way to ruminate on the word after church is to pray in tongues. Because when the word of God comes to you, it becomes your most holy faith. That means it becomes the word that you caught, that became your attention, then that became your conviction. Don't sleep. Go and build on the word. I can teach a lot on that. Go and build on the word. So you hear the word, it's like a seed. Go and build on the word. Hallelujah. Go and build on the word. Tell somebody, go and build on the word. I didn't hear you say, go and build on the word. So the word of God that you hear, you have to build on it. That's what he's saying. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So that's what you do. So how, for example, I'm teaching you about the Spirit of God being the Spirit of revelation. Hallelujah. You want to build on it. If you want to have the manifestation of that in your life, it does not come just by hearing. It comes by building yourself on what you heard. Come on. Hallelujah. So that's what he's talking about. So this is tongues for personal edification, personal growth, personal promotion. Are we together? Then there is the tongues for a message. Then Paul says that I will pray in the Spirit and I will sing in the Spirit. So you can sing in tongues. Come on. Hallelujah. You can sing in tongues. He says, I'll pray with 14:14. He says, what is it then? He says, if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayed, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? Verse 15. I'll pray with the Spirit and I'll pray with my understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit and I will sing with my understanding also. Hallelujah. So the diverse kinds of tongues means we have singing tongues. Or you can say tongues of music or tongues of singing. Hallelujah. All right. Praise the name of the Lord. How did we even get there? What are I talking about? So I was talking about the gift of prophecy, right? There is those who have the ministry of the prophetic and those who have the gift of prophecy. These two are not the same. And that, you see, the mistake people do most often than not is that when they have the gift of prophecy and they are not well grown in the word, they begin to call themselves prophet. But you don't become a prophet by seeing. Oh my God. You don't become a prophet. Nobody became a prophet by seeing. When you are a prophet, you will see. But seeing, how many of us know, nobody becomes a pastor by preaching. God does not ordain you to be a pastor because you can preach. How do you become a pastor? How do you become a pastor? That's an interesting question. How do you become a pastor? I said, I can preach, so I'm a pastor. Uh-uh. And you don't become a hero. There are those who have the gift of healing and those who have the ministry of healing. And then we have the normal, you shall lay your hands on the sick and they will recover. You lay hands on the sick and Jesus said they'll recover. Healing by the word. Healing by your faith. Then you have those with the gift of healing. Then you have those with the ministry of healing. That's the office. The way they do the healing. Sometimes it looks like it's arranged. The ministry of healing. I was watching these young guys who were in church. I mean, like they had this camera on them. And so we've closed from church and we just want to put the word of God to work. So they are walking in the mall, in the States. We want to see anybody on a wheelchair and they will get the person up. They are not pastors. Oh. They've closed from church and they are going to the mall looking for people in a wheelchair. They got 7. All of them got up from the wheelchair. 7. They are going, they met this fat woman on the wheelchair and the daughter was wearing black shirt with glasses, with earpiece around and said, do you believe your mother can be healed? And the girl started laughing. So the doctor said, he can't walk again. So Jesus can heal you. They didn't have any oil. They didn't have anything. No, it wasn't dramatic. So you can't even say that this is staged. There's no drama. Then say, mama, then they lower, you know, their legs are on something, then they lowered it like that. And the guy just held their leg, laid hands on the knee like that, touched the waist. I said, mama, get up. And the woman was getting up. The woman was laughing. Just like that, the woman started walking. You know, the wheelchair, they can. They said, mama, go. And the woman was walking like this and looking at them, looking at herself, and is shocked. Hallelujah. So that those with the ministry of healing, you get to their churches, you know, this place is a place of healing. It's like they overemphasize on healing. It's as though all that Jesus came to do was to come and heal us. Hallelujah. Come on, are we together in this place? So now, there are those with the gift of prophecy. And there are those who are prophets. And you don't become a prophet by seeing. You become a prophet by hearing God. You get to know that, oh, this brother is a prophet that because he is able to hear God. Or he's able to receive messages from God. And I'm not talking about, I feel led in my spirit. No, that's not what I'm talking about. These are guys who come with specific message. John the Baptist said, I am not he. I came to prepare the way. That's a message. Are we together in this place? And the Bible says that he came, he never gave what we call prophecy today. But Jesus says that he was the biggest of all the prophets. Are we together in this place? So the prophetic, when we say somebody is a prophet, is not validated by what the person sees. Somebody can be a prophet and never see anything. He doesn't see anything, but he teaches God's word. That's different from a teacher. He teaches God's word. He teaches the counsel of God. He brings light and direction, illumination on the path of people. Come on, are we together in this place? That's the one who has the ministry of the prophetic. Now, the third one is that every of God is prophetic. The Christian is prophetic. It does not mean that the Christian is a prophet. I said the Christian is prophetic. They are different. Don't go and say I'm a prophet. My pastor says I'm a prophet. Say my pastor says I'm prophetic. Why? Because every Christian has the Holy Spirit. And wherever the Holy Spirit is, there is prophetism. So let's go to 1 Corinthians again. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. Verse 12. Let's begin from 9 again. I hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Hallelujah. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. God has revealed these things to us by his Spirit. The word reveal from the Greek means to uncover. To uncover. To disclose. Hallelujah. To disclose. It means that the things of God are uncovered by the Spirit. The Spirit is a prophetic spirit. Hallelujah. Then he says, for the Spirit searches all things. Yeah, the deep things of God. So the Holy Spirit that the Christian has received, that Spirit, he searches God. He scans through God. He browses God. And I told you on Wednesday that the Bible didn't say that he searched. It means that God is infinite. And in his infiniteness, the Holy Spirit searches him. It's a work that will never be finished. Come on, hallelujah. And he searches the deep things of God. But remember, he says, God has revealed these things to us. So when you have the Holy Spirit, it means that you have the Spirit of revelation. The Holy Spirit is a Spirit of revelation. He is a Spirit of uncovering. Come on, hallelujah. Next verse, verse 11. Now, for what man know the things of a man? So what can a man know about a man except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God no man knows except the Spirit. So the Spirit that you received when you got born again, all right? And I believe we all know that when you got born again, you received the Holy Ghost. So we don't pray for the Spirit of God to come. It's a nonsense prayer. When you get born again, you receive the Spirit. And there is a reason why God gives you the Spirit. The Spirit is a revelatory spirit. He's the spirit that reveals. My God, hallelujah. He's the spirit that reveals. He reveals to us the things of God. He reveals to us the deep things of God. He reveals to us the findings in God. Woo, hallelujah. He brings findings. The Holy Spirit goes into God and brings findings. And remember, the Bible says, see, the revelations of God, the things that are revealed in God, is not for God. It's not for God. The Bible says the secret things belongs to God. But the ones that he has revealed is for us and our children. Come on. And it means that as long as, my God, as long as that thing is in God and is not known, it's only limited to God. It has no benefit to us. But the very moment there is an uncovering, the very moment there is a revealing, it comes to bless us. So why does the Holy Spirit scan God? Why does God need to be scanned for his own benefit? No. So everything the Holy Spirit knows in God is for us. So that, now let's continue. Verse 12, for we have received not the spirit which is of the world, but the spirit which is of, that we might know the things which are freely given to us of God. So the Holy Spirit comes to us so that we will know the things that have been given to us of God. That means the Holy Spirit reveals to us all that he finds in God. And all that he finds in God becomes our benefit. Come on, hallelujah. Say, I refuse to be ignorant. Say, I refuse to be ignorant about God's thoughts, about God's plans concerning my present state of life. So everywhere that I get to, the Bible says that God has something to say. In fact, the deep things of God actually means the thinking of God, the thoughts of God, the plan of God. Hallelujah. So everywhere you are, there is a plan of God for you. There is something God is saying. Every state that you find yourself in, there is something that God is saying to you. Your prophetic inclinations is your advantage to navigate your life through your, to navigate yourself through life. You are able to navigate through life. Hallelujah. With maximum advantage. When you heighten your prophetic inclinations. So the moment you are a Christian, all that you do is to eat and sleep. And all that you do is be going around and doing all what you want. You know what happens? You will be living as though there is no spirit of revelation in you. Hallelujah. I have the spirit of revelation. Woo, hallelujah. And this revelation is not just revelation in the word. Revelation in God. Revelation concerning the things that are in God. Come on, hallelujah. If I don't know anything that is in God, the Bible says, for your life is hid with Christ in God. That means in God, there is a revelation. When the Holy Ghost is searching God, one of the things, one of the compartments in God is my life inside him. So the Holy Spirit can bring me God's mysteries concerning my life. Come on, hallelujah. He is a spirit of revelation. Come on. He is a spirit of revelation. You can't say because my mother didn't take me to school, because my father didn't help me, because my brothers didn't help me, my life is the way it is. No. Why? It means that you are not taking advantage. You are not taking advantage of the revelation of the Spirit. Listen, Kabbalah, the Holy Spirit does not have one revelation. The Holy Spirit in you has a kovanya. It's a deposit of divine revelations in you. I carry the Spirit of God. I mean, some of you didn't come to church, but when I shout too, say, I carry the Spirit of God. One more time, shout it. I carry the Spirit of God. So I'm pregnant with divine revelations. Woo, hallelujah. Yeah, I'm pregnant with divine revelations. Every stage of my life, every phase of my life, kabaya, paradaya. They are not in heaven, right here within me. The revelations are here. I know I'm pregnant. Kabaya tone gebahaya. My spirit is full of divine revelations. Hallelujah. Sit down. Let me show you something. Okay. It's a very long read. But the Apostle Paul was taken as a prisoner. And they were to go by sea. Paul is not a seaman. He's a lawyer. He doesn't know anything about sea. Now they were getting into the boat, and Paul says, "Sirs, I perceive that there's danger. There's going to be danger ahead. There's danger ahead. My spirit is telling me, I have a revelation that there's danger. The journey that has not been started, he is seeing halfway through the journey that there will be danger. I carry the Spirit of God." Ah, shouted, "I'm prophetic." Then the people say, "My friend, get out. What do you know about sea?" And then they sailed. And boom, trouble. Danger everywhere. And the Bible says it was so sore that they even despaired of life. They didn't want to live again. They wanted to die. Then Paul prayed. And Paul came to tell them. He says, "Listen, I told you that there would be danger. You did not listen. But anyways, last night I was praying and God sent his angel to be with us. And he told me that not even a strand of hair will be lost. We will get to our destination safely." This is what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Come on, this is what I'm talking about. And this is within. The Spirit comes to you to bring you his findings in God. I am Anoshe. Hallelujah. So, it means that I don't live my life as somebody who does not have revelation. Because the Spirit of God's revelation, revelation, that which has been revealed. You remember the Bible says, and these things he has revealed to us by his Spirit. So he turns it on in us by his Spirit. Why? The Spirit searches God. He searches the deep things of God. Hallelujah. So that we might know. The word know is an interesting word. Idol. Hallelujah. Idol. And idol means to be awakened to a reality. To be awakened to a reality. Oh my, my, my. Speak in tongues for 2 minutes. Come on, speak in tongues for 2 minutes. Let's go to Matthew chapter 2. Matthew 2, verse 1 and 2. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judah, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." Now the word "see" is idol. It means to understand, to come to an awakening. Now Jesus was born and these guys were in a different place. Let's say Jesus is born at Insalm and these guys were, let's say, somewhere soon. then all that they see are stars, or they see a particular star. For example, you get out, I don't know if there's a star today, but you get out and you see stars. The lame person will just see and say, oh, that's a star. But these people said that we had a knowing that this star means that a king has been born in this place. So they walk and they follow the star. Come on. They follow the star to where Jesus was. Who does that? No, think about it. We are all in this church right now. Say, I see a star. I got to follow the star. And you see me going. Won't you call ambulance? There's a knowing. There's a knowing. So it means that the seeing of the star brought an awareness. It brought an awakening, a certain awareness, a certain experiential knowledge. No, this is not a normal star. So that is the knowing. Paul says that the Spirit is giving us so that we will be aware. We will come to the awakening. Come on, hallelujah. We will come to an awakening. Listen, the Spirit of God brings awakening. The Spirit of God brings a certain awareness, a certain intrinsic awareness that is able to carry you through. All right? Regardless the face of life. Yes, you're looking for a job. You've not gotten a job. Why do you as a Christian conclude that your life will end up as a mess? That's a question. Yes, you're looking for a man. You're looking for this money. And it didn't come. Why has your mood changed to the point? Are we together? Yeah. Why? Your results came. And it was not what you were looking for. Why is it that you've totally given up? It means that something is lacking. It's called an awareness. The problem they have, they think the solution is money. They got money and the problem was not solved. It's an awareness thing. Come on, hallelujah. It's an awareness thing. It's an awareness thing. The reason why somebody feels like, please, I can't go to church again. I was talking to a guy yesterday when we went for the evangelism. Those of you who have not been coming for the evangelism, if I catch you, Maggie, see you tomorrow. Evangelism, huh? Okay. I was talking to this brother and I said, you go to church. Why would you say, for the past so and so, I've not been going to church? But he believes he's a Christian. He doesn't prioritize going to church. Why? There's a lack of knowing. There's a lack of knowing. We can tell everybody, come and sweep here, or maybe come and clean this place, or maybe pick up instruments. Maybe somebody's playing drums, somebody's playing keyboard and all of that. And Nibani training home more. And yes, Nibani is lazy. He does not have a revelation of what he's doing. Are we together? He does not have a revelation. No, think about maybe a keyboardist. I tell you, so for starting preach, I know tell Bonti Mimi on the phone. And now I tell no Mimi on the phone. He does not have an awareness. He does not even know. He thinks that somebody, it's time for somebody to come and talk. Do you understand? So pastor is coming to talk. So the moment you start talking, you also start chatting. Because you are talking after talking, bring the song and let's play. My own is to play. He lacks an awareness. He does not know that is an office. Like a singer decided, I'm not going to church today. Why? I'm celebrating my birthday. Why? As a man, fear me, I got cry. Why? I'm angry. Why? I didn't like the way the person was talking to me. Your problem is not the person. You lack an awareness. Come on. It means that you are not making use of the revelatory spirit in you. You lack an awareness. You lack an awareness of where you are going. You lack an awareness of who you are. Think about those guys who spend all the time in the houses of people, chatting, playing, you know, not reading Bible, not when they get up in the morning, they are just in that friend's house. They can chat from morning to evening. The person lacks an awareness. He doesn't know what he has. He doesn't even know who he is. He doesn't even know the purpose of God concerning his life. A lot of things you are crying about today, 10 years from now, you look back and say, ah. So was it this one I asked? You know? Yeah. There's this guy who was going out with my cousin when they were young. My brothers literally had to fight my cousin, the lady, to break the relationship. And this lady will be cursing them. Will be cursing them. Now this lady is in abroad. And she comes and she sees the guy. Say, ah! I'm pained that this person has ever slept with me. But that lady were talking. He said, no. I would die. On one, I'm leaning behind. Jimiesa. That's how it is. Come on, are we together in this place? When you have a revelation, in fact, you see, when the revelation of your future governs your heart, you'll be able to forge on. So that is the reason. See, Paul prayed a very powerful prayer. Ephesians 1. Look at what Paul says. Ephesians 1:18. 1:18. Let's begin from 17. Let's begin from 17. Verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Do you hear it? That was Paul's prayer for the church. He says, I'm praying for this church. And my prayer for the church is not that they will get jobs. My prayer for them is not so that they will get money. But my prayer for them is so that what? God will give unto you the spirit of wisdom. Because when people lack wisdom, they fool a lot. Things that are not issue, they make it issue. They can hurt themselves without even knowing. The Bible says the foolish sees trouble coming and he goes to embrace it. He just goes. By the time he wakes up, he's dead. But the wise see trouble coming and he takes cover. Are we together? So Paul says, listen, I'm praying that God will give you the spirit of wisdom. And the spirit of revelation in Christ. So I'm praying that you'll be able to know Christ. You'll be able to have a revelation of him. Something will be exposed of Christ. Christ will become naked in your eyes. Woo, hallelujah. Why do you come to church and pastor is preaching and you are sleeping? You don't have revelation. Seriously. You are sleepy. You know, like somebody who is chewing gum when pastor is preaching. Are you a prostitute? You are chewing gum. Hearing the word of God. You lack this one. The spirit of revelation. Are we together? Next verse. Verse 18. The eyes of your understanding being illumined with light. He says that your understanding will be flooded with light. So much light in your understanding. So that your understanding will not be darkened. So that you will not put full stop where God has put comma. Come on, hallelujah. Because, you know, it's like a story. God is writing a story. And you look at where you are and I say, no, please, stop the story. Please, I'm coming there. Let me come and see you in the production room. Let me die and come and meet you there. Hallelujah. if your heart is flooded with God's light. And you see, that's the problem of many people and many churches. Because the brother said something. He said that his pastor doesn't pray in tongues. I asked him if he prayed in tongues. He's a Christian. He said, no, he doesn't pray in tongues. Because his pastor does not even pray in tongues. I said, wow. Pastor doesn't pray in tongues. Then I said, so, like, it just came out of my mouth. I said, so how is he pastoring? Because pastoral wahala, how can you pastor? My God, it's not possible. You can even be a Christian and say, oh, you don't want to speak in tongues. It's understandable. But pastor, oh no, please. So that's that. People, they go and sit down in church and they just talk and they are looking at the pastor. When they finish, they announce. And after the announcement, they collect money, they go home. But the moment the eyes of your understanding, the eyes of your comprehension is lambasted with divine light, your life changes. You live life with understanding. Your prayer is understood. You have to pray. Do you understand? You pray with light. You live your life with light. Come on, hallelujah. Church and serving God turns out to be something else because your heart is flooded with light. You make promises, you don't break them. In the house of God, you don't say, I will come, and then you don't come. Whoever knows Miriam's house, when we close, we are going there before we come and pray. So a volunteer who knows their house. She won't walk today. She's not there. Where is she? Wherever she is, I'm going to. So ask her. I say, wherever she is, I'm. Call her. Tell her that I say, if she's in Accra, I'm coming there. Wherever she is, she should find moto and come. That'll be faster. Hallelujah. Are we together in this place? Revelation, say revelation. Say revelation. Say revelation. You don't want to say revelation. A heart flooded with light. So you see, the Holy Spirit, the reason why you have prophetic tendencies is that the spirit that you have in you is prophetic. Refuse to be ignorant. Refuse to be trapped by ignorance. Refuse to live your life as though knowledge and revelation is not available. Hallelujah. Always you have issues. Always you have issue with somebody. Always you have issue with life. Always you have issue with some. No. I have light. When you don't understand something, the Bible has taught you. I'll come there before we close. The Bible has taught you how to fetch the knowledge. The spirit is a spirit of revelation. Let's go to John 16. John 16. Say, I have prophetic tendencies. Say, I have what it takes to know. Hey, please, if you didn't come to church, get out. Let me know that we didn't come to church. Say, I have what it takes to know. No, like you mean it sounded. I have what it takes to know that which is hidden. See, but if you take the teaching of this man serious, you begin to see things. You begin to know things. Some things will come to you. I have what it takes to know. I have what it takes to know that which is in secret places. Because the spirit is everywhere. The Holy Ghost knows what somebody is planning against me. Ghost knows. In fact, he knew before the person was born. Hallelujah. Yeah. He knows. The Holy Ghost knows what somebody says in his room about you. See, one day I was in my room and some people were talking about me. And then I was hearing the conversation. It's like, I see a Tihono Mokasa. So what would you do? How did it come about? The Holy Spirit. So the Spirit is a spirit of revelation. He is an undercover person. He uncovers that which is hidden down there. Hallelujah. When somebody was sitting on the tree that night and was canching and canching and canching, you know, canche is chanting. And our grandmothers couldn't say chant and they say can't. You know. So they were, whatever they are canting, there is a spirit in you that brings revelation. You are about to move from here to Kumasi. There is a spirit in you that knows what is on the road. Glory to God. There is a spirit. And you know the Holy Ghost is God. Our future is His past. So that who can tell you what is ahead of you 5 years from now, what is ahead of you 10 years from now, like what he told Isaac, no, don't travel, stay here, and you will prosper on this land. It did not make sense, but he said to him, plant on the same land that is hard. Do you believe the Holy Ghost is with you? Believe the Holy Spirit is in you? Hallelujah. Let's begin from verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. If I don't go away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. Verse 8. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and judgment. Continue. Of sin because they believe not in me. Of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Woo, glory to God. Next verse. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. He will guide you into all truth. I'll come there some other time. For he shall not speak of himself. But whatsoever he shall hear, that he shall speak. And he will show you things to come. Look at that. The guiding of the Spirit into all truth ends with a colon. It means that the Holy Ghost guiding into all truth simply means he's speaking what he hears of me, or he's showing you the things to come. So your future, there is an administrator of your future. He's called the Holy Ghost. If you can make friends with him, if you can join yourself with him, he will show you things to come. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. He will show you things to come. So you're there, and it looks like you are hemmed in. It looks like you are trapped. But anytime you pray in tongues, you see light. You see expansion. And you are wondering, because you know, some of you always, you have this question. It's like the things God shows you in prayer, they are not the things that manifest. Yes. Why? The Holy Spirit will always show you the things to come. So there you are, and you are that little, and you are praying, and you are seeing that big thing. Now, when the moment you open your eyes and you're out of prayer, you are wondering from here to there. You remember when the Lord went to Sarah? He says, and next year by this time, Sarah will conceive. The Bible says she laughed. And the angel of the Lord says, did you laugh? He said, no, I didn't laugh. He said, you are lying. You laughed. But I'll come to you. I will come to you next year by this time. And you will be with a child. So you can be then God be, you know, the Holy Spirit will begin to bust some revelations on your eye. Sometimes say, He will show you things to come. Come on. I feel like I want to say, he shows me things to come. Come on, he shows me things to come. Woo! He shows me things to come. Glory! He shows me things to come. Hallelujah. It means that you can be having your future in your hands. Hallelujah. You can have your future in your hands. And you are walking around with your future. Why? He shows you things to come. Do you believe that? The Holy Spirit shows me things to come. Woo! You didn't come to church. He shows me things to come.
He shows me things to come. He shows me things to come. He shows me things to come. He shows me things to come. He shows me things to come. He shows me things to come. He shows me things to come. He shows me things to come. He shows me things to come. He shows me things to come. He shows me things to come. He shows me things to come. Moshana Makataya. He shows me things to come. Oh, Rakapaya. I have the spirit in me. He knows the future. He shows me things to come. Makatakatakata. Seketeketekete. Anamatakatakatakataba. There's no aspect of my future that is given to chance. Kapaya. Erepedebe. He will guide me into all truth. He will guide me. Sababaya. I don't make mistakes. Oh, tete. My future is settled. He shows me things to come. He shows me things to come. Erepara. Revelation upon revelation. Revelation upon revelation. Kababaya. He shows me things to come. He shows me things to come. He shows me things to come. Sadadadabahaya. Hey, Hekabaya. When it feels like you are giving up, say it. He shows me things to come. He saw money. He shows me things to come. He shows me things to come. He shows me. He shows me things to come. He shows me things to come. He shows me things to come. The Holy Ghost shows me. He shows me things to come. Hey, Yegadabahaya. I have the spirit of the future. Ereparapaya. I have the spirit of the future. Eremenemekapaya. Eyededebasa. And he guides me. He guides me. He guides me. Masatataya. Oh, Rebebebebe Sandabahaya. Sakatakata. Ayadadadawa sakata. Ereketekete. Oh, Rapanaya. He shows me things to come. He shows me things to come. He shows me things to come. Eretete. Erokopo. Erakapa. Erokose. Erakopaya. Erekete. Ayakopaya. Erakapaya. Ayadadabasa. Eyedededededeba. Empelekata. Every aspect of my life, Sakataya, Ereparusa, Eromosaya, things to come in the ministry, things to come, Ayonose, 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 in my calling, things to come, Ayagadie, Entobo, Eyopatai, Ayakute, Ayabadaba, Erekete, Antolobo, Eyadadabete, Eyadadadabete, Akotata, Eyete, Akotata, Ayapo, Eretonana, Ayapaluata, Imparadia, Satataya. I can hear you, Erobababa, Erobababa, Eyadadadadadadabadabadaba, Erotonama, Ayapaya, Eredadabesa, Yokosata. He shows me things to come, Erotaba, Eradadabasa. He's the spirit of revelation. Ayadadadabasa. Hey, kete kete kete. He shows me things to come. Oh, rakatakatakaba. Remenemenemeha. Oh, rekapaya. I will cling on to the spirit. Erepaya. More than I will cling on. Oh, to the advices and the counsels of the wise of the earth. Entolabo. Ayaparaba. I will cling on to the spirit and his revelations. Erepaya. More than the direction of the best man of the earth. Emperepaya. My life is in the hands of the spirit. Jesus said he will guide me into all truth. Erepada. Ayokopopo. Hey. Ayopodobo. Esenenenena. Concerning every matter of my life. I have a leading. I have a guidance. Ayadamatua. Epelepeya. Erokotoya. Concerning every aspect of my life. I am led. I am guided by the Spirit into all the truth, all the truth, all the truth, all the truth. I am led by the Spirit. I'm led. I'm guided. I'm led by the Spirit. I am led by the Spirit. I don't know why you are not lifting up your voice, but somebody lift up your voice. Come on. He shows me things to come. 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 Hey, ya da da do sakataya. Erekatai, ayada da da ba, eropapaya, leberebeha, orekapaya, ayada da da da, ayakotede, ayaba baba, leba baba, ayaka baba, erakapaya, erokapa, entolaba, erekapaya, ayada da, ayada da 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 basha, empalagadia, erokapaya. Come on, somebody, fire some prayer right now. He shows me things to come. Leparapa, leparapa, ayana da 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 bahaya. The spirit of wisdom and revelation. 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 The spirit of wisdom. The spirit of revelation. Ayana, ha 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 ha. Somebody lift up your voice. Papaya, lebe lebe, lebe lebe, lebe lebe, lebe lebe. Ampalabaya, rekapa. It shows me things to come. Yakapaya, rekataya. Antelebe lebe, ayakadebe lebe, ayapadebe lebe, ayakadebe lebe. Amparagadaba, ampelagadaba. Ayababababa, ayabababa, ayabababa, ayabedebe lebe, ayabedebe lebe, ayabedebe lebe. Akukukoko, ekakakaka. And Teba, Araba Baba Baba Sakatai, Sakatai, Erekapai, things to come, 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 things to come. My life is not hidden, my future is not hidden. Things to come, things to come. He guides me, he guides me, he guides me. Ayadaba, I trust the guiding of the Holy Ghost. And Pelebaya, he reveals, he guides, he reveals, he guides. And Tolo, and Kobo, and Para, Leberebedaba, and Yododotia, and Tobolobo, and Kobolobo, and Tobolobo, and Tebelebe, and Kabalaba, and Tobolobo, and Kobolobo, and Tebelebe, and Kabalaba, and Pelegadebe, and Talabadaba, and Kabalaba. And Tabelebe, oh, a regadebedebe, a sakatea, a regadebe, a rakamondo, a rekabebe, a yadadabahaya. Hey, glory to God. Sabababa, 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 Sabababa. Hey, da 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 da. Somebody lift up your voice in the next 1 minute. Things to come, 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 things to come. Come on, lift up your voice. Shakatatata. Come on, lift up your voice. Shakata kata. Reke baba 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 sukata. Leba roka sata laba. Oh, rokos kapa. E rakata lamando. E rokos kapapaya. Legada labaya. Shakata kata kata. E rokosata labadia kata. Hallelujah. Say, he shows me. No, like you just prayed. Say, he showed me. He shows me. He shows me things to come. 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 He shows me. Things to come. He shows me things to come. So there is no area of your future that you are permitted to be ignorant. I refuse to be ignorant in any area of my future. I refuse to be ignorant. I'm guided by the Spirit. Come on. He says he will guide you into all truth. I'm guided. I'm led. I'm led by the Spirit. I'm led by the Spirit. I'm led by the Spirit. He leads in business. He leads in schooling. He leads in marriage. Come on. He leads in relationship. I'm led by the Spirit. Come on. He leads in every area of our future. He leads in ministry. Come on, he leads, he leads, he leads, he leads, he leads. Hey, he leads. The Holy Ghost leads. He leads. And in his leading, he brings his souls. He brings revelations. His souls, abundance of revelation. And somebody will say, and the Spirit of God showed to me, and the Spirit of God revealed to me, and the Holy Ghost said, and the Spirit of God said, he says, whatever he hears, he shall say. So he's saying to somebody, he says, and he shows, he leads, he guides. Hey, glory to God. I'm not ignorant. I'm not ignorant. I'm not ignorant. I'm not ignorant. I refuse to be ignorant. He leads. He leads. He leads and he shows. He leads and he shows. He leads and he shows. Makata kabahasa. Rabasukata labahaya. I am led. I'm led to my high places. I'm led. I'm led, I'm led, I'm led, I'm led. Shada da 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 baha. Oh, roko satalama. Rebaba sukata. Oh, rako skatalama. Hey! My God, my God, my God. Le baba baba hasaya. Shakata kata. Oh, to somebody under the sound of my voice, a word is coming to you. A light is coming to you. A revelation is coming to you. That which has been covered is being uncovered in the name of Jesus. Some revelation is coming. In that area of your life that you need revelation is up. It's coming. That same Spirit, that same Spirit, to somebody he's bringing comfort, to somebody he's bringing consolation, to somebody he's bringing direction. Ayada da du atanava emeno katana gite lokota efina katua ebelegedusa emono kona ebiakalundo askofa 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 leparakata erebede oreba erosendo ero. The Spirit of the Living God, Ayadada, a is bringing a word. The Spirit of the living God is bringing a revelation. The Spirit of the living God is bringing some direction. The Spirit of the living God is bringing some guidance. He leads, he leads, he leads. Kabaya erodovika nondo 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 mama 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 erosata kapaya.
Come on, lift up your voice. Ba da 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 basha. Hey, Koloborobo Sanamaha Kaba Baba Babasa Labaroseke Telebehaya Labarakos Katala Bahaya Shakata Katakata Rokoske Talamando Bros Leko Paragade Sokataya O Ranchanda Bahasa. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We bless you for the Spirit of God in us. We thank you for the Spirit of God in us. We thank you for the Spirit of revelation. We thank you for the Spirit of revelation, the Spirit that uncovers the things of God and reveals them to us. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. Let this word be pounded in our heart. Let this word keep ringing in our heart. Let this word, oh God, keep pumping in our heart in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we yield ourselves to the leadings of the Spirit and to the revelations of the Spirit and to the guidance of the Spirit, we thank you, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that our lives are never the same again, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
I have in me the burden.